In sports, officials are at their best when their work goes unnoticed, but organizers of youth and high school sports in Illinois have seen the supply of people willing to don the stripes has dwindled when demand for officials has never been higher. Illinois High School Association records show a 21% drop in licensed officials in the last 5 years. GLT's Eric Stock looks into what it takes to become an official and why, even in a sports-crazed society, it's a call fewer are answering.
Scott Kerr recalls working a postseason high school basketball game at a packed gym 2 years ago. He assessed a technical foul against a player at a key moment in the game, and he heard about it from one fan in particular.
You know, we're going down the court, and a guy from the team that was down that's technical was against, started referencing my weight and telling me I wasn't a good official because I was fat and out of shape and I couldn't get up and down the floor, and I thought I was doing a good job.
Kerr works in jail security. The 14-year veteran official who lives in Mansfield shrugged off the snide comment, but it appears that kind of vitriol has prompted more officials to walk away from the games they love or, in some cases, never get started.
Terry Kent and I are here to administer the rules. Part of that is we expect good behaviors, and as leaders for your team, we expect that you're going to help.
Derek Sieg is president of the Bloomington Normal Officials Association.
Good luck, have fun.
He's been donning the whistle for 33 years, calling basketball, football, baseball, softball, and more recently, volleyball. He sees the attrition problem firsthand.
We need to fill the shoes of those that are retiring, and we don't have enough that are either coming on board or staying on board. We can get plenty of them started, but after about 3 years, they tend to drop off. We can't really keep them involved in that.
Come on! Where's the foul? Where's the foul?
Unfortunately, the fans become part of it. And for whatever reason, the fans have just become more vocal. And there are just some people that don't know how to tolerate it. They really shouldn't have to tolerate it.
Sieg says some schools have canceled junior varsity baseball and softball games because they can't find umpires. Another coping mechanism for a Friday night official gap is to move some football games to Saturdays when more officials are willing to work. Sieg says he and others can slough off a certain kind of complaint.
You know, I'm going to admit I yell at the TV sometimes too, but you try to refrain when I'm actually there in person because I understand that that's a difficult position to be in, and you can't always be in perfect position. You just try to get in the best position you can, and you can't see everything. And there are times where a fan has a better angle than the officials do.
The problem, Sieg says, is when the ref abuse gets personal.
There may be some places you go where fans know you, either through work or other community experiences, and they start to call you by name, or you've got fans that will just continually yell.
Come on, jump ball!
May or may not know what they're talking about.
Sieg says the association offers mentoring to young officials so they don't quit. Official Scott Kerr says the need to fast-track more young officials to fill the gap and cover higher-profile games amplifies the fan abuse problem.
Now, I mean, we got guys working varsity-level basketball their second or third year, and maybe even their first year if it's needed. And that's good that they're willing to do it, but they'll also tell you that they're not prepared for it.
All officials start somewhere. In McLean County, many begin at Game Time Gym 2 in Bloomington. It hosts basketball tournaments from third grade to adult and hosts adult volleyball and recreational badminton and pickleball. The venue demonstrates how youth sports has grown into a major industry in the U.S. During its peak season from October to March, owner Larry McDowell says he needs to fill 100 official game slots every weekend, his biggest challenge in the business.
100% hardest part. Because the number of refs you need, the shortage of officials, the time it takes to train them, the time it takes to schedule them, it's not their full-time job.
Game Time Gym pays officials between $10 and $18 per game. They do it for the experience or for the love of the game. McDowell says many officials are new to the craft and are working their way up. McDowell typically starts them reffing third grade games, the youngest level of competitive basketball, where they are not the only ones learning.
So it's just the perfect storm at that level where new officials, special rules, kids not making a basketball move, that you're trying to understand, and do I make a call? And then the expectation of the parents and the coaches is we have to have a quality official at that level. And we accept that, right? But it is extremely difficult.
third graders have special rules since basketball skills are underdeveloped at that age. The Illinois High School Association has kept its eye on the shrinking official roles, but doesn't consider it a crisis yet. Sam Knox oversees officials for the IHSA. He says the number of licensed officials in the state has dropped from about 14,000 5 years ago to nearly 11,000 this year. That's a 21% drop in 5 years. Knox notes it's part of a national trend.
We've got a lot of officials who have been with us for 30 or 40 years and still go out and officiate basketball three or four nights a week, and they're telling us we're getting tired. We need somebody to back us up and come in and take our spot.
Knox says the IHSA has stepped up recruiting efforts. Several high schools and colleges offer classes in sports officiating, and the association is encouraging more schools to add it. Another barrier, though, is startup costs that can be hundreds of dollars. IHSA licensing costs $50 and $15 for each additional sport. Officials also buy their uniforms, hats, shoes, chest protectors, and other gear. They even have to buy their own whistles. Some official associations, including the one in Bloomington Normal, offer financial help and sometimes hold garage sales so refs can gear up at a lower cost. Refs recoup costs depending on how often they want to work, but it's not really a money-making proposition. Hud Venerable is athletic director at Central Catholic High School in Bloomington. His school pays officials $50 for a freshman game, $60 for junior varsity, and $70 for varsity. Venerable coached Normal Community to a state football title in 2006. He recently returned to Bloomington after serving as football coach and AD at suburban Lincoln Way Central. Venerable says the official shortage is greater in central Illinois than in the Chicago area. He says officials face many of the same obstacles that coaches face. He has seen many coaches and officials walk away at much younger ages than they used to, and he understands why.
Long hours, not a lot of pay, sacrificing time away from your family. Nowadays, everything's under a microscope. I think there's challenges that may... So you really appreciate these guys and these guys and gals that are doing it.
Venerable says he hasn't noticed a significant change in fan behavior going back to his college days in the 1970s.
We identify more the negative now because we have social media. And so word travels fast more about the negative situations that do crop up. But I think fans have always just been passionate about basketball in this state.
Venerable has sought to remove the potential for negative situations. When he was hired at Central Catholic in 2017, he adopted a sportsmanship code that comes with a pregame announcement that the public address announcer reads before every sporting event.
This is more than a showing of appreciation for the efforts of both teams as you enjoy tonight's game.
Official Scott Kerr says he would like to see athletic directors be more proactive in removing unruly fans. He plans to work as long as he can, but he understands why others are hanging it up.
Why should I go out, spend an hour and a half of my evening, and just go out there and just get yelled at by coaches and fans?
At 32, Kerr is one of the youngest officials he knows. He says the relationship between refs and fans will always have conflict, but he thinks many coaches have become more sympathetic as they see fewer refs joining the ranks.
A lot of the guys I work with are younger, so they're like, hey, we got to be nice. These guys are going to be around longer, you know, and it's going to be a long career for both of us if we can't seem to get along.
The IHSA's Sam Knox, a licensed official himself, says he empathizes with those refs who say they've had enough, but he encourages them to tune out the noise.
Officials have to have some degree of thick skin and not have the rabbit ears. And you hear those comments, and sometimes you kind of chuckle inside when people say the repeated comments time after time, gym after gym. But you have to find a way to tune that out and focus on the game.
Knox says the IHSA has a rating system for its officials that determined which ones are awarded postseason and state finals assignments. The system factors in licensing level, test scores, previous postseason experience, and coaches' ratings. He says officials are also generally good at self-evaluation as they try to hone their craft.
No official tries to make mistakes, just like no kid tries to fumble the football or miss a layup or strike out. Everybody tries their best to do a really, really good job. And believe me, officials know when they've done a poor job.
Knox urges parents and fans to have a little empathy for people doing a tough job. He says the biggest ref shortages are in wrestling, soccer, and track and field. I'm Eric Stock.
The NCAA has tried to clamp down on coaches protesting officials' calls by allowing them to assess a technical foul against a coach who gestures in a way that a ref could perceive as disrespectful. Illinois State men's basketball coach Dan Muller was recently reprimanded by the Missouri Valley Conference for criticizing officials who gave him a technical during a January game at Bradley.